What are you up to with that jar of butterflies, Don?
These are my pet butterflies, Yael. They perform tricks. You want to see?
This should be good. Just what kind of tricks do your pet butterflies perform?
Well, when I make high-frequency pulses like a bat does and using echolocation, my little butterfly friends become rather acrobatic. They fly all crazy, performing loops and dives and spins in the night air. It's an amazing thing to see.
Are you trying to tell me that you taught them to do that?
No, I'm not saying that at all. They're special butterflies because they have ultrasonic ears on their wings like moths. And also like moths, they're night flying. A lot of moths have ultrasonic ears because it enables them to detect incoming bats and get out of the way fast so they won't become the bat's next meal.
How did your butterflies end up with moth ears?
That's still a bit of a mystery. Scientists suggest that these ears might be evidence that bats created butterflies by driving moths into the daylight. The idea is that with the evolution of bat echolocation, moths had to find some way of avoiding the predator's jaws. One way was to evolve ultrasonic ears, but another possibility might have been to switch to the daylight lifestyle of the butterfly.
So you're saying these butterflies might have been moths that evolved into butterflies? What an idea.
It's certainly that.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Linda Mason in the Entomology Department at Purdue University. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.